Okay, everybody close your eyes and relax. If you've been through this a number of times before, you don't have to participate. If you want to participate, fine. It's up to you. If nothing else, we find the right brain people tend to go back a lot easier in these group sessions. Left brain people are more analytical and are analyzing what's going on. And so we do have quite a few left brain people in the group here. So I think there's probably about a half a dozen here that should go to past lives pretty good. Okay. Is everybody ready? Close your eyes. First of all, relax. Concentrate on relaxing your entire body. Relaxing your entire body. Sense an invisible hand coming and placing this hand right upon your head. Feel the pressure upon your head. And as a hand is upon your head and you feel a light tingling pressure, you feel a relaxation going all over your face. All your facial muscles are completely relaxing. Your face is completely relaxed. Your eyes, your cheeks, your mouth. Now it's coming down around the back of your neck, placing the hand is being placed on the back of your neck. And it's very soothing. It's relaxing all the muscles in your neck. Now the hand is going down around your heart, but on your spine and back of your heart. And you feel a warm presence, warm vibration going out from this invisible hand into all around your heart area, your lungs, your throat, and extending clear up to the top of your head is complete, wonderful vibrations of warmth, light, and love. Now the hand goes down on your back behind your belly button area, and all the muscles in your stomach area are completely relaxed. Feel very good. All around your solar plexus, very relaxed, very comfortable. And now the hand goes down behind your right kneecap, and you feel a warm presence and vibration extending all throughout your leg. All the muscles in your right leg are completely relaxed. Now the hand touches behind your kneecap on your left leg, extending warm, tingling, relaxing vibrations. Both legs are now completely relaxed. Your whole body feels like it could be floating in a warm swimming pool, or maybe even floating on a cloud. Visualize yourself just floating on a cloud. You're floating on a cloud. You can look down and see the houses down there. You're completely safe. You're just floating on this cloud. It's just so comfortable. You just feel so relaxed, like you're just floating around wherever you want to go. Now, as you're floating on this cloud, think of turning to the right, and the cloud, your whole body in the cloud turns to the right, and you see different sceneries down there. Look down there and see what you see. Now you think this cloud is turning to the left, and you're floating a little bit forward, and the cloud's turning to the left. You look down there and see houses and fields and all kinds of things down there. Feel completely safe, though. You just feel like you could just float here forever. You're so comfortable. Never been so relaxed. Just completely relaxed. This cloud is just floating around. You're floating around, floating forward, and now you come to a river of water. You see the water flowing in the river, just flowing at a nice steady stream. And you look down and you watch it. You see some wildlife, some ducks, landing in the water and shaking their wings around, and they're having a good time floating on that water, and you're watching the river move as you float over the river. You're floating over the river, get to the other side and look ahead, and there's a reasonable sized mountain ahead with a little bit of snow on top. And so you think to the cloud to rise up, so the cloud actually rises up and you think, I'd like this cloud to go over this mountain. And sure enough, the cloud rises up with you on it and goes over the top of the mountain. And down over the top of the mountain is a field full of deer. And these deer are just running all over the place. And these deer see you, and it scares them a little bit. So they're just running all around. They're scattering. And you go a little bit farther, and there's other animals. There's a wooded area. And then in the wooded area, you see different other types of wildlife. You see birds flying around. You see an eagle flying around, too. The eagle flies around. It flies up, and it's flying towards you. This eagle is flying up and it's flying around you, and you're looking around, and you're watching this eagle, and he lands just a few feet in front of you, right on part of the cloud. And he's looking at you. He's looking at you like he's thinking, what in the world are you doing up here? I belong up here, not you. And you think to yourself, yeah, but I can fly like an eagle too. Ha ha ha. And so you're face to face with this eagle, and he looks really wise. He looks as smart as your best friend looks. He just stays there for a while to keep an eye on you, and then he flies off, and you watch him fly off. And he's flying off and to who knows where until you can't see him anymore. You're having a good time with this cloud because you seem to be able to control it with the power of your mind. So you're using the power of the mind to just move this cloud wherever you want. And so you think, I want this cloud to go forward. So the cloud goes forward. And then you think, well, I wonder how fast I could make this cloud go. So you think, I'll just speed it up. And so you think about going faster, and the cloud moves with you, and it goes really fast. It's going so fast that the land below you is just moving like crazy. You must be going 500 miles an hour by now. It's really something. Matter of fact, you see an airplane in front of you, a jet airliner, and you pass it by. And everybody looks at you like, whoa, what in the world was that? You pass this jet airliner by, and you think, I wonder if it can go faster. So you go faster and faster and faster until pretty soon, wow, you're over the ocean now. Can you believe that? And you look down and you see an ocean liner. And pretty soon you pass that ocean liner, and then you see an island, and you pass that island, and pretty soon you're over the United Kingdom. You look down and you see London. And boy, you think, boy, this is the way to travel. This is really great. And then you think, well, I wonder if I could travel to the moon. And so you think, heck, I might as well give it a try. So pretty soon you head out in outer space, and this cloud takes you way above the atmosphere, and pretty soon you see yourself passing the space station. And you look down and you see everything that they have shown you from pictures of the space station. You see, wow, that's what it really looks like, all right, except it's even more beautiful, the Earth is, when you look back on it. Nice and blue, and you see the atmosphere behind you. Okay, so off to the moon. You go off to the moon, and pretty soon you're circling the moon, and you see all those craters there. Boy, that's interesting. And you think, boy, I can go anywhere in this cloud. You know where I really want to go now? I want to go see if I can go into the future and into the past. Let's first of all go back to the Earth. So you zip, and you go back to the Earth. And it only takes 3 seconds. We're going to count to three, and we're going to be back floating over the Earth. One, two, three. You're back on the Earth floating just several hundred feet above it. And then you think to yourself, I seem to be able to go anywhere on this cloud. Maybe I could go into the future or the past. Well, let's first of all try the future. So cloud, you say, take me into the future. So the cloud begins to move, but it moves in a different way, like it's moving through time. And suddenly you're over a city, and the city has buildings different than anything you've seen. And you look around and you see they finally created the flying car. So you should see people in little automobile type things, except they're able to fly. And you see all kinds of different things that they build, strange looking buildings down there. You don't know how far it's in the future, but must be quite a ways. So now you think, well, now I'm going to go back in the past. I'm going to go back in the past. And so you go back and back, and now you're back in the present. And so you think, I'm going to go back into a past lifetime. I'm going to count to 10, and on the count of 10, this cloud is going to take you back into a past lifetime, and you will be able to see what you saw then, feel what you felt then, and hear what you heard then. I'm going to count to 10. The cloud will drop you off on the earth into your past life. 1, 2, 3, the cloud is lowering you down to the earth. 4, 5, 6, 7, the cloud has dropped you off, you're standing up on the earth. 8, 9, 10, look around, you're in a past life. You see what you saw then, you hear what you heard then, you know what you knew then, you know what your name is. Your identity and who you are is coming to you. Think to yourself, I am not the present me in 2013. I'm back in the past. Who am I? Oh, I know who I am. It dawns on you who you are. You see who you are, what you were in that life. You know what you were. You understand what happened. You understand who your friends were. You understand what your purpose was. Examine this lifetime. Take just a minute and look at the beginning, middle, and end of this lifetime and see what all you learned as you were here. I'm going to count to 3, and this will all start coming back. You will be able to look over this entire lifetime and see the highlights. 1, 2, 3. It's becoming clearer. Everything is becoming clearer and clearer. You're seeing more and more. You're seeing more detail. Your name is coming to you. The name of somebody very close to you is coming to you, and you see them. You see what your relationship was with this person. Continue to explore this life. Look into it. Ask yourself any question about this life, and if you ask yourself a question, the answer will come. Ask yourself a question about this life, and then watch the answer come. The cloud is descending. The cloud is over there waiting for you to hop on. It's going to take you farther into the past. You see the cloud and you hop on the cloud and you're very relaxed again. It's so relaxing to be on this cloud, just like you're completely weightless. The cloud takes you up and it's like the cloud has a mind of its own. It's like the cloud is asking, where to now, sir? And you say, to another life, farther in the past. And away it goes, it moves, but it's a different type of motion, like it's not traveling over space, but over time. And it's taking you back farther in time to another era, and it's going to drop you off. On the count of 3, it will drop you off, and you'll be standing on the ground again. 1, 2, it's dropping you off. 3, you're standing on ground in another time. You see who you are. It's a different person this time. You know whether you're male or female. You know your name. You know what you learned. You can ask yourself any question about this life, and you'll be taken to the answer to that question. So go ahead and ask yourself anything you want to know about this life. Explore this life during the next moment of silence. Now you're standing up again where you began. I'm going to count to three, and you're going to return to the present feeling very good. And you'll remember everything that you saw. Your memory will be very clear. One, you're coming back to the present. Two, you're almost here. And three, you're in the present. Okay, is everybody back?
Okay.
Curtis had a good time, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the hallway.
Well, where are you guys been? You just missed the regression.
No, I was laying down in the hallway and went back.
You mean I traveled to a couple places while I was out in the
world? Oh, did you hear it? Did you hear the regression? Oh, okay.
I did. I was laying in the hallway and did the regression. I didn't mean to. But even being interrupted, I still went back.
Well, it was kind of me.
That was very cool.
That's the first time you ever did it that way.
Where did you go? You were in the hallway.
Just right now. Oh, nobody else made that for me. Did you like that approach?
I like that.
Well, I didn't want to do the same thing I always do, since a lot of you have been through this a number of times, so I thought I'd give you a little twist.
Are we going to talk about what we did, what we saw?
Yeah.
Can I share?
Sure.
I went back to an Indian village, and I want to say Pacific Northwest. I want a Native American village, but I can't even tell you it was America because there's no sense of place. And there's no sense of time other than a lifetime. It doesn't, you know, there's no 1700s. There's no time on it. And there's no ambition. Oh my gosh, you guys. It's like hardest thing to wrap my head around logically, but there's no ambition. There's no going to become or wanting to be better than. It's, don't know, have no idea. There's no concept of time or place because where you live is all that matters.
Was it in the physical?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I'm in a body, I've got a husband, and when you take his name, you rhyme your name to his. Wow. So his name is Tanuk, your name is Anuk.
Really?
You take your husband's name, you rhyme with him. Yeah, cool. I died in childbirth, but
it's interesting tidbit that kind of gives evidence that you really got something because it's kind of a unique piece of information.
Yeah, it's very cool. And there's no ambition. None. You are born and you are you. And then you are married. And that's it. There's no I want to be the chief. There's no I'm going to become or greater than. None. It's just simply you are you.
Are you human?
Yeah. We ate fish. We ate a lot of fish. So that's why I say Pacific Northwest. I'm thinking salmon. But could have been. There's no sense of place.
Did you get any sense of being colored skin?
Would have been, no, I didn't. Dark, tan. But Pacific Northwest still would have been some kind of tan. It wasn't like Eskimo, not a lot of snow.
Wasn't black, it was more like Indian?
Wasn't black like Africa, nope. It wasn't Aborigines, nothing like that. But we ate a lot of fish, so we were around water somewhere. But the most amazing part of it was there was no ambition. Everybody was exactly, that's what I brought back with me, is there was no ambition. You are who you are. And that's it.
Maybe that was a place for everybody's Sabbath lives, huh?
Everybody what?
Everybody's Sabbath lives.
Sabbath.
Okay, yeah, it would be a great place for a Sabbath light. Because you're born and you are who you are and you do what you have to do to live. And